Well, I'm standing a few hundred meters away from the main protest stage in a central commercial area of Bangkok. There are still thousands of protesters here, and they say they're going to stay here regardless of the government's threat to cut off electricity, water, food supplies to this area and to not allow anybody to enter into this area. They say they're going to do that from midnight tonight, just some hours from now. And the protesters are saying, well, we can last through it. We're not going to give up just because you're threatening to shut us down, to close us off. A lot of defiance from the protesters and the government, of course, getting tired of this occupation of this very important area of Bangkok, an area of Bangkok that is suffering tens of millions of dollars in losses. They say, about $10 million being lost every day that this protest continues here. Well, from the information that's available to us, we know that there were negotiations going on for the deputy prime minister to be turned over to authorities for questioning regarding the violence that took place last month when more than 20 people were killed in clashes between the security forces and protesters. The deputy prime minister at the time was in charge of security. He was in charge of those who were involved in the security operation. And the protest leaders and the protesters are saying that they want him to face charges over those deaths. More than 20 of those killed were protesters themselves, and they feel that he needs to face charges. The government has said that the protest leaders should face charges, including terrorism charges, for some of the things that have been taking place during the demonstrations for the last 2 months. And they feel that it's not fair for only the protest leaders to face charges for some of these incidents when the government also was responsible, in particular the deputy prime minister.